Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This is your time to relax and reconnect with God. Take a few deep breaths and prepare to spend a few moments with the divine.
Our scripture is from Luke chapter 2. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
In 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. was in jail in Birmingham, Alabama. He faced criticism from white clergy for civil disobedience. They called it unwise and untimely. His response was to say, "For years now I have heard the word wait." This wait has almost always meant never. There comes a time when the cup of endurance runs over and men are no longer willing to be plunged into the abyss of despair. I hope, sirs, you can understand our legitimate and unavoidable impatience. Advent is the season for waiting. It sharpens our attention to how we wait and what we are waiting for. The white clergy in the 1960s were uncomfortable. They knew what was coming was nothing less than radical reform. "Just wait, I'm not ready," they said. Not maliciously, as much as fearfully. In the glitter and glow of this almost Christmas time, it's easy to forget the high cost of the birth of Christ. When Advent comes to an end, when the waiting is over, will we have the courage to accept the new life placed in our hands for the healing of the world?
As Christmas approaches, what are you looking forward to? And maybe, what are you not looking forward to? What good news do you want to hear this Christmas? And what does the world need to hear too? What help do you need to make it happen?
Let us pray together. God of the next, the waiting, the promise, we humbly come to you and we bring all our stuff, all our things and fears, all our belongings and questions, all our purchases and uncertainties, that which is tangible and that which is intangible, and we bring it in hope. We hope that we can live patiently in this Advent time. We hope that we can be set free from that which holds us. We hope that we can remember that this is a community, yours, that must make the journey together. May the cycle of Advent be a spiral that leads us to the light of the world. And may we wait for you, divine love. Amen.